This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
على من بعث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I'm your brother Abu Abdissalam, speaking to you live from the blessed city of Mecca, that is Makkah al-Mukarramah. And today we have an episode of AA Live, and we'll be talking about Allah's plan for you. Okay, so today, inshallah, we're going to be talking about a really important topic. Now, before we do begin, I want you guys to let me know if you can see me. Can you see me in the... can you see me? Can you hear me? Let me know in the chat box below. Let me know if you can hear me in the chat box below. Let's have a look. Okay, so it seems like our title was wrong. I think I've updated it now. Let me know. Anam Ahmed says, Assalamu alaikum. Muhammad Amir says, Mashallah. Anam says, I can hear and see you. Okay, guys, so I don't know if the titles have been updated. Could you let me know in the chat? And also let me know where you're watching from so that I can... see, you know, because it's always important, I always ask this, so that I can see where you guys are watching from. Okay, so Hira says, Assalamu alaikum from Pakistan. How are you, Ustaz? Alhamdulillah, and wa alaikum assalam. How are you guys? Sajid Mahmood says, Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh, wa alaikum assalam, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. So we have a nice new studio. I am actually in Mecca, but obviously I'm currently in a studio, and the team have designed this beautiful set. So a shout out to Brent and Kia in particular, who really worked hard on this. So thank you very much for that. Anam says that they're in London. Sajid is in Bahrain. Sherwina says, Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuhu from Dubai. Sorry, that's Abu Reem says that. Sherwina says, we can clearly hear you, alhamdulillah. Jennifer says, I'm watching from North London, United Kingdom. That is awesome. Now, I want to ask you a favor before we begin. I need you guys, whichever platform you're watching on, I want you to go to YouTube in particular and search for Abu Abdissalam and try and watch it on there, and then click on the bell and notification icon. And whatever platform you are watching on, please do make sure that you hit the like or subscribe and hit the bell icon so that you get notified for when I actually go live. Okay, so Brent sends a message saying, woohoo, I got a shout out. These guys are absolutely amazing. They're doing some great work behind the scenes to make all of this happen. So I'm going to read out the comments, inshallah, towards the end. So we're going to get, you know, cracking straight into the topic at hand. What about Allah's plan for you? Now, I'm sitting in Mecca right now, just a few, you know, kilometers away from the Haram, which is where the Kaaba is situated. And if we, let me move the other way. If you just see, let me see if I can get it. See that little thing there? That is the tip of the Kaaba. Okay. And really, this is where it all began. When we think about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we know that he didn't actually, he came from Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam had two children, right? And one of them was Ismail, who was the older one, and then the other one was called Ishaq, okay, or Ishmael and Isaac. Now, Ibrahim alayhi salam, one day, we know at that time, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he did not speak a word of Arabic, according to the majority of historians. So how did Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is from the direct lineage of Ismail alayhi salam, how did he become someone who speaks Arabic, right? How did that happen? At the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, he didn't speak Arabic, but Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he spoke Arabic. How did that come about? Okay, we see this, and I'm going to explain in a little bit of detail how this kind of came about. All right, so Ismail alayhi salam, as we know, that his first wife, who was Sarah, she could not give birth. And there's a whole story where they were passing, Ibrahim and Sarah were passing through Egypt. And to cut a very long story short, the king of Egypt, after trying to commit haram with her and was unable to do that miraculously, he eventually let Sarah go and gave her a gift, which was Hajar. Okay, and Sarah in turn gave that gift to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam married her, and her name was Hajar. Okay, because Sarah could not give birth, so Sarah she told Ibrahim alayhi salam that, you know, you can marry Hajar and you can have a child, hopefully an heir, and eventually that is exactly what happened. And Ibrahim alayhi salam's wife Hajar gave birth to Ismail. Many, many years later, Sarah also gave birth to Ishaq. Now, the children of Ismail alayhi salam, they became prophets. So you had Ismail and then Ishaq and then Yusuf and his brothers, right? Now, the children of Ya'qub became known as Banu Israel. Israel is actually another name for Ya'qub alayhi salam. So the children of Israel are known as the children of Ya'qub or Jacob in English. Okay. On the other side, you have, and he, Ya'qub is from from Ishaq. Then on the other hand, you had Ismail. Ismail alayhi salam, or Ishmael in English. Ismail alayhi salam was the son of Hajar, and he was the older child of Ibrahim alayhi salam. I'm just keeping an eye out to make sure that we are still streaming. Jay Pixel says, my two boys, Ibrahim and Ismail, give their salam. That's awesome. Wa alaykum as-salam. Okay, so Ibrahim, we have Ibrahim alayhi salam has Ismail and Ishaq, but at this time Ishaq is not born. One day Ibrahim alayhi salam wakes up, and he tells Hajar to get ready, along with their small young child, Ismail. And then says, we're going somewhere. So they start walking and walking and walking, and eventually they end up in a desert, in a desert valley. And Ibrahim alayhi salam simply turns around and walks away. So Hajar, she's perplexed. First of all, what is this place? This place is a desert valley. There's absolutely nothing in sight. You know, it's a desert. There's no trees, no humans, no water, no well, no nothing, no buildings, no humans. And it's just a valley. And Ibrahim alayhi salam gives a sack, like a bag of dates, and a water skin filled with water, and gives these two things to Hajar. And Hajar, of course, has their son Ismail, who's very young, under the age of 2. And Ibrahim alayhi salam simply turns around and walks away. Now Hajar is really perplexed. What is going on here? You know, where are you leaving me? So she goes after after Ibrahim alayhi salam. You know, Aina tathab, where are you going? To whom are you leaving us? And Ibrahim alayhi salam simply carries on walking. Carries on walking. And this place, what is this place? It is called Mecca, right? As you can see behind me. Of course, at that time, it was just a desert valley. Ibrahim alayhi salam simply carries on walking. Hajar goes after him. What are you doing? You know, you're leaving me and my child in the middle of a desert. We only have a little bit of water, a little bit of dates. How long is any of this going to last? And of course, Ibrahim alayhi salam carried on walking, just ignored her. Until eventually, Ibrahim alayhi salam or Hajar, it occurs to her that maybe this is by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so she says, Allahu alladhi amaraka bihadha, is Allah the one who ordered you to do this? Now, I just want you to pause a sec. Right? I just want you to pause a sec. She's been left alone with her young child. This is a desert valley. She has a little bit of water, a little bit, and some dates. That may last a day, 2 days, 3 days, who knows? Just a few days at most, if that. She's worried about her child. They could die in that desert valley. There's nothing there. No source of water, no source of food, no human beings to help them, no trees, no nothing. What do they do? There probably wasn't even any shade. So she's worried. She's worried probably more so for her child than her own self. But then it occurs to her that perhaps this is by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So she says, Allahu alladhi amaraka bihadha, is Allah the one who ordered you to do this. At that point, and only at that point, Ibrahim alayhi salam turned around and said, yes. And then Hajar, she says some really, really powerful words. She says words that should be inscribed in the heart of every person until the day of judgment. She says something really powerful, really amazing. She says, Allahu alladhi amaraka bihadha, is Allah the one who ordered you to do this? When Ibrahim alayhi salam said yes, she says, idhan, la yudayyi'un Allah. In that case, Allah will never neglect us. Allahu Akbar. If Allah ordered us to do this, if Allah ordered you to do this, and therefore by extension ordered me to stay here in this desert valley with my child without food and drink and just a little bit of water and dates and that's it, no humans in sight. If Allah has ordered you to do this, إِذَن لَا يُضَيِّعُنَ اللَّهُ, in that case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never neglect us. Allahu Akbar. Think about how amazing this is, my brothers and sisters. She knows that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered this, and she follows that command, that somehow things will become okay. She doesn't know what's in front of her. There's a wall in front of her. She doesn't know the future. She's not a prophet. She doesn't get revelation. She simply knows, if Allah has commanded us to do this, إِذَنْ لَا يُضَيِّعُنَ اللَّهُ, then in that case, Allah will never neglect us. Now, what actually happens after this? Right? What actually happens after this? Remember, I started this by saying that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke Arabic, but his forefather Ibrahim alayhi salam didn't speak Arabic. So how did they go from that to this? So I'm going to answer this. This is going to become clearer later on in the show, inshallah. So what happens after that? Ibrahim alayhi salam goes away. He makes dua as he's leaving Mecca. He's making dua to Allah for a number of things for the people of Mecca. And then he carries on walking and he goes away. Eventually, Hajar, of course, she runs out of water, she runs out of food, dates, and her child is hungry. Her child is thirsty. This child is crying. So she puts the child down, right next to where? Next to where Zamzam well is today. She puts the child down and she goes looking, and what does she find? She looks and she sees that there is there's a like a small mount. So she climbs this mount. It's called Mount. What's it called? Tell me in the comments. It's called Mount Safa. Okay, Mount Safa. So she climbs this mountain. And then she shouts at the top of her voice, "Is there anybody there? Is there anybody there?" Of course, pin drop silence, nothing. So she comes down and she starts walking. She sees another mountain in the distance. She carries on walking. And then she's got her eye on her son, Ismail, right, in the distance. And then suddenly she goes in this kind of valley area and she starts running for a short period of time. And then she gets out of that valley and then she can see her son again, right? So between these two times, you know, in this valley, she's running a bit faster. Then she carries on walking until she gets to another mount called Mount what? Marwa, right? Mount what? Marwa. And then she shouts again, "Is anybody there? Is anybody there?" Pin drop silence. Pin drop silence. So she keeps doing this back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And she goes between these two mountains seven times. Eventually she ends up at Marwa. And once again she shouts, "Is there anybody there?" And then suddenly in the distance she can hear a sound in the direction of Ismail. So she looks and there she sees an angel digging with its foot or its hand or wing. And she sees that some water comes. So she goes there and she starts to, you know, gather that water. She tries to gather that water. And eventually that water is known as what? It becomes a well. And that is known today as the Well of Zamzam. And as time goes on, she's all alone. So she has this well of Zamzam that is now, you know, providing for her and her child, right? It's giving sustenance. Eventually, she's of course bored, right? It's just her and her child, and she's bored. And she's hoping that she gets, you know, she wishes that she has some company. Now, to understand what happens next, we have to rewind a little bit in history. We have to go back a little bit in history. Are you with me so far, guys? Let me know in the chat box, if you are with me and everything is fine. Let me check. Can you still hear me? Is everyone with me? Okay, brilliant. Okay. So Abdullah says, "Zamzam is the best water." After saying, "Salam alaikum salam," Anam says, "Zamzam." Mar says, "Stop, stop." What do you mean, stop, stop? I don't know what you mean there. Amir says, "Elbow cough." Not sure what you were. Okay. Tabish says, "I'm following you, Sheikh." Halima says, "Yes." Okay. So you guys can still hear. I will, of course, read out a lot of the comments, inshallah, towards the end. Oh, Mar is saying Zamzam means stop, stop. Yeah, it has a number of meanings actually. But anyway, so we're going to rewind back in history a little bit. Okay. Okay. So we're going to rewind back in history. And now we're going to go down to Yemen. Because the original Arabs are actually from Yemen. There are two types of Arab. Al-Arab al-Mu'arriba and Al-Arab al-Musta'riba. The original Arabs, right? They are from Yemen. Then you have those who became Arabs by the language. They are called Al-Arab al-Musta'riba. The Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was from al-Musta'riba, the second type. So the original Arabs were actually in Yemen. And we go to a place called Saba. In a place called Saba in Yemen, like we're rewinding a little bit, before Hajar alayhi salam was in Mecca, right? So there was a tribe called Saba in Yemen, and they, you know, had mastered the art of irrigation. And because they had mastered the art of irrigation, they literally had amazing agriculture and they had channels of water and all of this stuff going on. And this eventually made them very arrogant, right? Because they were very rich due to their agriculture. And because of this, they ended up becoming extremely arrogant. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and some narrations say he sent some worms, okay? A small creature, never become arrogant. A small creature like a worm. And what, because these people, this tribe of Saba, the original Arabs, or among the original Arabs in Yemen, what they had created this huge dam. And they had these channels going, and they, you know, like I said, they were masters of irrigation and agriculture. But it all relied on this dam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to some narrations, sent some worms to break away at this dam. And eventually there was this huge flood, the flood of Yemen, in this area called Saba. And because this was such a huge flood in that area, all the tribes had to quickly migrate, those who had survived. And among these tribes, or there were many tribes, you know, among Saba, sub-tribes, some of them went off into Iraq, some of them into Hijaz, some of them into Najd. You know, they went into all sorts of different areas of Yemen. And one of them is a tribe by the name of Jurhum. This tribe ended up where? Right near Mecca. And so now we fast forward again to where Hajar is. Hajar and her child Ismail is in Mecca. They've just been blessed with Zamzam recently, not too long ago. And Jurhum is somewhere near Mecca. But what are they doing? They're in the middle of a desert. What is the first thing that everyone who lives in the desert needs? You tell me. Tell me in the comments, what is the first thing that anyone needs if you want to survive in the desert? Okay, Halima says, very well narrated. I'm listening from a hospital room. Alhamdulillah, my daughter has just had a baby whom she has named Khadija. Awesome, mashallah, barakallahu feekum. That's really good to hear that your daughter has had a child. May Allah put barakah in this child and in this child Khadija and make her of the pious. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Okay, exactly. So Hamza says water, Tabish says water, Banar says water, Halima says water, Rashad says water. So everyone's saying water, exactly. The one thing that you need to survive in a desert is, of course, water, right? So they're looking for water. What do they see? They see a bird. And this particular bird, I forgot the name of this bird. This particular bird is, it only flies around somewhere near water. So they sent a few people to go and have a look, okay? Go and tell me where is this water, all right? Go and find the water. The tribe sent these two people. So where did they end up? They ended up and found Hajar along with Zamzam. And so the tribe came and they asked her a question. And this is actually amazing if you think about it. There's one woman and her baby child, right? And this tribe asks for permission from this lady. Can we settle in this land, in this area? Now think about that, amazing. Think about that for a second. They could have just settled there. They didn't need to ask her permission. Why? Because she's one person, one lady, and this is a whole tribe. They could easily just, you know, force her. How is she going to prevent this tribe from settling there? So this is like almost like a miracle. Allah had put respect, you know, or Allah had put izzah for Hajar, right? Respect for Hajar in these people, okay? Secondly, what is even more amazing than that, as many scholars mention, is her reply. She says, yes, you can settle here, but on one condition. And that is, the water belongs to me. I have control over this water. this tribe of Jurhum, agreed. Allahu Akbar. Miracle after miracle after miracle. They could have just settled there and said, you know, who cares about your conditions? You have no power, no authority to stop us. We're going to settle here and we're going to take this water. But they didn't do that, right? They did not do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this woman izzah, honor. He honored this woman. And so secretly she was happy that this tribe has settled here because she was getting bored and she wanted to socialize. Now Ismail alayhi salam, because I asked the question at the beginning, how did Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam know Arabic when his forefather Ibrahim alayhi salam did it? Ismail alayhi salam grew up among this tribe of Jurhum, and they were from Saba, who were these pure Arabs, the Arabs of Mu'arriba Arabs, the original Arabs. And so Ismail alayhi salam grows up, he marries among them, etc. And, you know, he speaks their language, which is the language of Arabic. And his progeny spoke Arabic, and that is how Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to be an Arab. Okay? That's why he spoke Arabic as his language. Now, what happens next? Okay, what happens next? We now see that just a short while ago, Ibrahim alayhi salam has left Hajar and her child in the middle of a desert with just a bag of dates and a water skin filled with water. And, you know, they might think, a normal person would think, oh my God, this, my wife and my child, and the wife herself will think, oh my God, I'm going to die. My child's going to die. But what did she say to Ibrahim alayhi salam? Allahu alladhi amaraka bihadha. Is Allah the one who ordered you to do this? And she replied that powerful reply, إِذَنْ لَا يُضَيِّعُنَ اللَّهِ. In that case, Allah will never neglect us. When a person, what happened? When this woman said this, she had her full faith and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When that happened, she knew with certainty that Allah will not neglect her and her child. She knew with full certainty that Allah will not neglect her and her child. And what happens is that very shortly later, she gets Zamzam. Very shortly after that, a whole tribe comes and settles there. And of course, they will protect her. That is, you know, her lineage will continue because Ismail will marry from them, etc. And imagine that billions of people after her will go from Safa to Marwa between them seven times, and their Hajj is not valid until they did do this, and likewise their Umrah. In fact, they even run between the place where she ran, where there's green lights now. They run in that same area in honor of Hajar as a sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who himself, the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wasallam, himself followed those exact same footsteps between Safa and Marwa during his Hajj and Umrahs. All of this happened. Now, while Hajar is being told that Allah has commanded her to stay in this valley without any, you know, water, without any drink, without any food, except for, you know, the bag of dates and a water skin filled with water. That's it. That's all they had. Faith and trust. إِذَنْ لَا يُضَيِّعُنَ اللَّهِ. إِذَنْ لَا يُضَيِّعُنَ اللَّهِ. If Allah has commanded this, then He will never neglect us. Not only did Allah not neglect her and her child, but in fact, Allah made it easy for them. At that time, she's not a prophet. She doesn't know. Allah has not, you know, inspired her directly or given her revelation. She is told through the prophet of her time, which was Ibrahim alayhi salam, told her, command, you know, that was how she knew Allah's decree, or not Allah's decree, sorry, Allah's command. And she follows that command. And for her, she doesn't know what is in front of her. It's like a wall. She doesn't know the future. She doesn't know that water is going to come in the form of Zamzam. She doesn't know that this tribe will settle there. She doesn't know that Allah is going to honor her. That we are speaking about her years, centuries, thousands of years later. She doesn't know that thousands of years later, until the day of judgment, people will carry on walking between the very places that she walked. She doesn't know any of this. And yet, she simply hears and she obeys the command. Is she feeling pain, not knowing what's going to happen in the future? Yes. Is she anxious? Of course, she's a human. She doesn't know what is in front of her, but she has full faith and trust in her Lord. And my brothers and sisters in Islam, when we have been given commands in the Quran and the Sunnah to do certain things, to pray five times a day, to fast in the month of Ramadan, to maybe grow the beard, to wear a hijab, hopefully not at the same time. But when we have been commanded to do certain things, to not deal in interest and usury, riba, to not eat pork, to not, you know, to make sure we get a halal job, you know, all of these things, to make sure that we don't lie or we don't fall into sin, etc., etc. Whatever, if we fulfill Allah's commands, I promise you, if we have that mentality, Allahu alladhi amarani bihadha, is Allah the one who ordered me to do this? If the answer is yes, we should have full faith. Idhan la yudayyi'un Allah. In that case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never ever neglect us. Allah will never ever neglect us. It will always work out in the end. Somehow something will happen and it will work out. And if we do this, my brothers and sisters in Islam, we will have happiness in this world and happiness in the next. All of us, we're searching for happiness. Yes or no? Right? We're all searching for happiness. But how do we obtain that happiness? By trying our best to fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what it is all about, my brothers and sisters in Islam. And we don't know what Allah has in plan for us. We don't know Allah's plan. But if we go down the route that we are, subhanAllah, we're just fulfilling the commands of Allah and trying our best to keep away from sin. Of course, we are humans and we will fall in sin. Everyone falls into sin. كُلُّ بْنِ آدَمْ خَطَّاءٌ. All the children of Adam, they sin. وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَابُونَ. But the best of those who sin are those who repent. Right? Of course, we're going to be continuously repenting and seeking forgiveness because we're naturally, as humans, we're always going to be making mistakes. We're going to have those private sins that we do that no one knows about. Of course, we're all prone to that. But the key thing is, don't let that sin, that secret sin that we end up doing all the time, and we keep coming back to it no matter how much we try not to, don't let that take you away from other good deeds. Just because you do some bad, it doesn't mean that you can't do good. You know, we don't know what Allah has in store for us in the future, but if we just generally follow the Quran, the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, try our best, then Allah will not neglect you and me. Allah will not neglect us, my brothers and sisters in Islam. I'm going to go through some of the comments now. I'm going to scroll back up. Let me know if you guys can still hear me. Okay. Let me just check. Just going through the comments. Okay, here we go. Where have we got? Let me know where you're from, guys, in the comments. Let me know where you are from. Okay. Muslim boy says, MashaAllah. By the way, if you write in Arabic, it comes up really tiny on this screen. Sharwina says, we can hear you clearly, Sheikh. Alhamdulillah. Burim is from Dubai. Asha Kef says, Salam Sheikh, wa alaikum salam from London, Islington. Awesome. Muhammad Wulare says, Salam alaikum from Liberia. That's awesome. We got people from all over the world. Sultana is from London. Khadija too says, Salam alaikum, wa alaikum salam. Jennifer says, Salam alaikum, wa alaikum salam. Khadija too says, from the UK. Hira says, lovely background. Isn't it? Isn't it amazing? And that is, alhamdulillah, the hard work of Brent and Kia, the team, or part of the team. We have Halima says, from Lahore. Yusuf says, Assalamu alaikum, Yusuf. I'm from London West. Wa alaikum salam. Jay Paul said, Jay Pixel says, Salam Sheikhs. Yahya here, watching from East London, bruv. Wa alaikum assalam, bruv. Yahya, mashallah. Jay Pixel, I love it. Ibrahim Kazalas, Ayo, what's popping? Older version of Abdus Salam. Who is Ibrahim Kazalas? I've no idea. Okay, wait, isn't he the younger version of me? Isn't it supposed to be the other way around? Muslim boy says, mashallah. Jay Pixel says, may Allah give you shifa and heal your hand. Ameen, Ya Rab. Ameen. Yeah, so quite a few people are asking what happened to my hand. I had a car accident a couple of weeks ago. Lakin, alhamdulillah, it's fine. Muslim boy says, salamu alaykum, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad says, may Allah reward you, brother. Ameen wa iyaakum. Muslim boy says, alayhi salatu wassalam. Salima says, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, from New York City. Awesome. Muslim boy writes a huge line in Arabic. I really can't read it. It's so tiny. And it's just the app that we're using for the comments. It just, for some reason, it displays the Arabic really tiny. Dawa Motivation says, Sheikh Saab, good to see you on the live again. How's things in Mecca? Alhamdulillah, things are good in Mecca. James Bakermore, that's a blast from the past. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Wa alaikum assalam. Assalamu alaikum all from High Wycombe, UK, just outside London. James, really good to hear from you. Let me know how you are doing. It's been ages. Tabish says, from UAE. Wa alaikum assalam, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Tabish also asks, what happened to your left hand? Yeah, like I said, I got into a car accident. Muslim boy, okay. Mar says, subhanallah. Abdullah Siddiqui says, assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum assalam. What's this elbow? Oh, you're trying to tell me to do the dab, yeah? Is that what I'm going to be doing? The Pogba thing? Okay, Tabish says, I'm following you, Sheikh. Follow the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Halima says, yes. Oh, you're talking about, you're replying to my, when I said, are you following me? Okay, Zora says, salam, my brother, wa alaikum salam. Lots of comments in return to my point. Is it true that the sky turned into water, water turned into sky? I'm not sure what you're referring to, HG. What are you referring to specifically? Piyash says, Salam Sheikh, the first thing we need is water. Yeah. Walaikum Salam. HG says, what happened to your hand? Piyash says the same thing. MH says, Salam Alaikum from Scotland. How are you? Walaikum Salam. Which part of Scotland are you from? Piyash says, sorry to hear your hand tidings. Alhamdulillah, it's fine, it's all good. Banar says, Subhanallah, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, says Anam. Thanks for making these videos, says Fazila Fazal. Abu Abdissalam, I like your videos, may Allah reward you. Ameen, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it. May Allah give us all sincerity and may Allah accept it. Ameen. Amir Naim says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Amir, how are you doing, bro? And how are your brothers? Amir says, how are you, brother? Alhamdulillah, I'm good. Jazakallah khair. Lots of questions about my hand. Jazakallah khair for all your du'as. One Click Sense says, Salam Sheikh from East London. Wa alaikum assalam. Abdullah Siddiqui says, I am from the UK, Sheikh, and Pakistan. MashaAllah. Are you from Basingstoke, Abdullah Siddiqui? I think I know who you are. I think it's the same Abdullah. I'm guessing anyway. Living in UAE from Pakistan, says Tabish. Let me change my account name. It looks weird, says One Click Sense. Banar Khalifa from Sweden. Fazila from Canada, but originally from Guyana. Awesome. Change my account to my main. Salam, Sheikh. says Hamza Deen. Wa alaikum as-salam. Ibrahim Kasla says, hey yo, I'm back. Hira says, I'll start the title of this video. Says, after hardship comes ease. It should be with hardship comes ease, as mentioned in the Quran. Actually, the title should actually be Allah's plan for you. But somehow I messed it up, and I always end up messing up when I'm doing the tag. But yeah, so I don't know. They're going to probably update it after it's all done. Inshallah, Ibrahim says, I'm telling you, you look identical to Abdus-Salam. Who is this Ibrahim? Ibrahim, who are you? He looks like me, not the other way around. Get it right, boy. Ashaka Yov says, Jazakallah khair. Ibrahim says, may Allah, may as well be twins. Oh, God, God. do an American accent, like straight Texan, yo. I don't know. Yo, Marianne. I don't know. I'm really rubbish at accent. Anyway, Ibrahim says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm in a call with Abdus-Salam right now, with Abdullah. Aha! So Abdus-Salam got you to do this. Naughty, naughty guys. Tabish says, please make dua for me while you are praying in Masjid al-Haram. Tabish, inshallah we'll make dua for you in Mecca. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all. MH says, Assalamu alaikum from Scotland. How are you? Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Alhamdulillah, I'm good. Okay, guys, so I hope that was of some benefit, inshallah. Yeah, so hopefully see you in the next part of this, in the next episode, basically, of this show. Now, don't forget what I said, okay, guys? Please, please, please make sure that you click on the subscribe button and the bell icon so that you can be the first to know when I come online. And inshallah, please do spread the word, okay? Let other people also benefit from these shows. And if you're not on the YouTube platform, then make sure that you are subscribed. Just search for Abu Abdus-Salam and it comes on. And whichever platform you're watching from, then make sure you do subscribe. But especially YouTube, because I've just been activated for stories. So I'm going to start posting some stories, inshallah ta'ala. Once again, I am your brother, Abu Abdus-Salam, speaking to you live from the blessed city of Mecca. That is Makkah al-Mukarramah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.